Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's Porter Gustin who joins us on the show. Porter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on.
How are you enjoying the media attention that you're getting as well as the fan attention that you're getting after Thursday night's game?
Well, I'm enjoying the positive, so it's a little different this year, you know, being with the media, talking, doing everything online, virtual. So it's cool. It's good to have a little positive media attention again. So,
you know, it's very interesting that you were somebody who became a four-star recruit. You're getting attention from all of the best programs in college football, and you come out and you prove right away that, you know, you're going to be a big-time factor, you know, out west and maybe around college football, and then the injuries happen. And so fans here are like, well, who is this guy? And we see it on Thursday night in front of a national audience. You know, the big hit on Joe Burrow, you seem right place, right time. You're beating their offensive line. And for us, it's like, who is this guy? But for you, this is kind of what you probably expected all along, was it not?
Yeah. So... yeah, I mean, obviously with the injuries in college, but, you know, I came in, I was confident. You know, I knew what kind of potential I had and the abilities I had. And I knew I just needed to go out and display that and, you know, prove myself. So it was expected, but, I mean, it's not easy. And then coming to the NFL, I still had a long way to go, and I think I've made a lot of improvements. So it was good to be able to display that Thursday night in front of, in a spotlight in front of America.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, obviously this situation, you'd think is not ideal for a lot of young NFL players. Wasn't a lot of practice time this off season, very disheveled, no preseason games. So how, given that, were you able, to elevate yourself over some others? I mean, Browns cut some players that, you know, some fans were surprised at, and a lot of it had to do with your play. So how were you able to do that?
Well, going into this, I knew I was going to beat some guys out, and you know, that's not an easy thing to do in the NFL, especially coming in. And there's a lot of coaches kind of have guys in mind just based on the film, and unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of film out there, so I knew I needed to come in and improve myself, and that's something that motivated me through the off season. And at the same time, I knew there was a lot of adversity going on in the offseason for everybody, not just myself. So I kind of used that to motivate myself and be able to thrive in adversity and work through it. Whereas, you know, a lot of players probably didn't have that mindset, and I used that to my advantage. So that's something that I've been focused on, you know, the whole offseason. I knew the challenge ahead of me, and I was just able to capitalize on that and come into training camp, you know, maybe more prepared than a lot of the players. So,
Porter Gustin joining us on the show. How does the defensive scheme match your skill set?
As far as the front four, I think that this scheme particularly you know, let's just play aggressive, let's just play downhill and everything moving forward. So there's not a lot of thinking involved in certain aspects of the scheme. And for me, I think that benefits me all the way.
You were signed to the team late last year, about halfway through the season, I should say. A lot of us are going, well, how's it different? Because we didn't get a chance to see you guys. So there's not a whole lot that we can see that's a big change, and there's only been two games. Can you give us an example about how maybe things are different with this coaching staff compared to the previous coaching staff that we can really sink our teeth into and use and talk about this coaching staff?
The biggest thing I would say, I guess there's a couple things. From day one, they've really emphasized just a winning culture and trying to get that changed and be talking about winning all the time. I think that's something that the Browns have needed for a while, and that's something that this coaching staff is really emphasizing and trying to get stuck in our heads. And I think it's working well. And the other thing, like I said earlier, as far as the scheme and defensively and specifically the D-line is, they're allowing us to play fast and play physical and play aggressive, moving upfield forward without a ton of thinking. And I think when you're able to do that and just play fast and let it go, then it benefits everybody. So
being able to do that, has that allowed the game to slow down for you and make you more disruptive across the defensive line?
Yeah, no doubt. Obviously, it's my second year, so just the extra experience and maturity and the knowledge that I've gained and really been able to fine tune a couple things just over time. So that helps as well. And then again, in college I didn't play defensive end, so I didn't have my hand in the ground. And last year is my first year doing that. So getting a year of that under my belt and really getting comfortable doing that, I think, has helped me a lot.
Porter Gusson joining us on the hotline. All right, we got to cut to it right now because we have a lot of meatheads that listen to this show. And you at the combine, you put up 31 reps. And Myles Garrett, your teammate, at his combine put up 33. Now, that was back at the combines, respectively. Can you get him now? Mm-hmm. Is there any chance you could beat him now?
Man, that's a good question. Myles, that man is a freak. So, that's a good one.
Well, we've had
here's
the question, because we've had our workout warriors critique his videos that he puts up on Instagram, and we have callers that will not accomplish anything. Not even 1/100th of what Myles Garrett will accomplish in their lives. And they're critiquing him, kind of like me critiquing your pass rush. Do you think when you see Myles form, do you think there are some issues? Do you think he's cheating?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that you'll ever be critiqued by somebody that's better than you in that way. So, when people are critiquing you, they're hating. So from the videos I've seen, I don't think there's anything wrong there. And, at the same time, if we really want to get down to it, we're not power lifters, we're football players. So everything that he's doing and the technique that he's doing, there's a reason for it. And it's not Olympic power lifting, But there's certainly no issue there with me. And as far as pass rush, he's very helpful. I guess it could be considered critique, but I think it's more so, giving pointers and helping and really being helpful and positive. So it's
well. One thing we noticed out of camp, Porter Gusson joining us on the show, is that again we couldn't see a lot of you guys at all, and we were hearing some reports. Jedrick Wills, he's struggling a little bit, and we're going, well, he's struggling with Myles Garrett, and they're going, well, he's also struggling with Porter Gusson. Well, you've been good, and Jedrick Wills has been good so far. Do you believe you've made Jedrick Wills better?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Everybody on the D line has made everybody on the O line better, and vice versa. I think, good players going against each other is the best way to get better, and that's what camp's all about. So you get in there, and you know, everybody's rusty at first, and throughout camp you get a lot better. And I saw everybody on the O line get substantially better, and I think it's the same way with the D line. So absolutely.
We know that you got a chance at times last year to go up against the Browns' offensive line. How would you compare the offensive line this year with the new faces? And obviously they brought over Callahan as well. Somebody who knows that offensive line and is doing a pretty good job so far. How would you rate the differences? How much better is this offensive line for the Browns?
I think they definitely made some improvements. I can't speak on it a ton, because last year when I came in, it was midway through the season. We were hardly in pads. It was a little different still. But I think they've certainly made some improvements. For sure.
All right, Porter, Urban Meyer came and saw you.
Oh, damn it. I wanted to ask him.
Well,
I wanted to.
So Ken hates Ohio State.
Hey,
I
Porter,
went to Ohio
Porter.
State. Ohio State.
I'm beating him. Porter, let me ask you a question. You ready? You ready? Why'd you pick USC over Ohio State? Why'd you pick USC over the Buckeyes?
USC kind of jumped on me in the recruiting process a lot earlier, so they were there. They were around a lot longer. But really the determining factor is I had never I always played middle linebacker and quarterback in high school, so I never put my hand in the ground and knew nothing about defensive end, and Ohio State wanted me to play defensive end coming in, and USC wanted me to play outside linebacker, and to me it was just a little bit more appealing to kind of do what I've done and not put my hand in the ground and still, play that linebacker position that I was familiar with. So that was one of the main factors there.
I don't know. Sounds shady. Those men
I
of Troy.
Picked USC too.
Those men of Troy. A little bit shady. That's all I'm saying.
I would have done it. I would have done it too. Porter, we thank you very much. I would have picked USC too. And Lima can just go ahead and choke on that. Porter, we thank you. We thank you for the time, buddy. Enjoy your day off. We're looking forward to watching you coming up this Sunday.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Porter Gustin joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.